Part 3. Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases the Troubled Company Reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magnadero reports that in mid-February 2013, Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. sought to question Bruno Ixil, the former J.P. Morgan Chase & Company trader known as the, quote, London Whale, in connection with its $8.6 billion lawsuit against J.P. Morgan. In a court filing, Lehman and a committee of its unsecured creditors said months of disclosures about the J.P. Morgan trader suggest that he played a, quote, greater role than previously thought in the events underlying the lawsuit. Lehman said it realized Mr. Ixil could help it after J.P. Morgan disclosed, quote, risk management failures, including the J.P. Morgan chief investment office. Lehman asked U.S. bankruptcy judge James Peck for permission to ask French authorities to compel Mr. Ixil's testimony on valuations of derivative trades in 2008. Lehman alleged that Mr. Ixil's, quote, practice of intentional mismarking of trades forced it to post $273.3 million of collateral in September 2008. Lehman also sought to be released from a confidentiality agreement with J.P. Morgan so it could file supporting documents for the request. Mr. Ixil used to work for J.P. Morgan in London, but is no longer employed with a New York-based bank. He gained notoriety after his activities were linked to $6.2 billion of trading losses at the bank's chief investment office. A September 2008 internal J.P. Morgan mail linked Mr. Ixil to two trades by the CIO that were then, quote, significantly contributing to a dispute with Lehman. Lehman is also demanding more information about J.P. Morgan's CIO, subject to a critical J.P. Morgan report that was publicized in the media. In response, J.P. Morgan opposed Lehman's move, saying Mr. Ixil had nothing to do with the alleged mismarking derivative trades and was not responsible for the company's bankruptcy. In a revised request dated February 28th, Lehman renewed its bid to a Manhattan federal court to draw Mr. Ixil into its billion-dollar fight with J.P. Morgan. Lehman is seeking international assistance to force Mr. Ixil, a French national, to answer questions, as he is unwilling to do so. As support to its request, Lehman attached emails from J.P. Morgan's collateral operations group about a dispute over three derivative trades in 2008, shortly before Lehman filed for bankruptcy. Two of the transactions listed Luis Barea as the trader, together with Ixil. Lehman filed for bankruptcy in September 2008. Technically out of bankruptcy since March last year, the company said it will continue to liquidate through 2016. Lehman hasn't succeeded so far with two of its biggest lawsuits against banks. It got none of the $11 billion it demanded from London-based Barclays PLC, which bought the defunct firm's North American business in 2008. And it failed last year to get a bankruptcy judge to restore key claims against J.P. Morgan. Lehman's 2010 lawsuit against J.P. Morgan alleges that the New York-based lender helped cause its collapse by demanding $8.6 billion in collateral. J.P. Morgan said a year ago it would give Lehman almost $700 million to settle part of the lawsuit. It continues to fight most of Lehman's claims. The two parties are also fighting over a demand by J.P. Morgan for $6.3 billion it said it is owed. The lawsuit is Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. v. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., U.S. Bankruptcy Court, Southern District of New York. In other developments, Lehman Brothers Holdings has been targeted in a February 25th lawsuit filed in federal district court in Denver that might interfere with the $6.5 billion sale of apartment owner Archstone, Inc. The sale is scheduled for closing March 26th. Archstone is Lehman's single largest asset. Lehman sold Archstone in a $6.5 billion cash and stock deal to Samsell's Equity Residential and Avalon Bay Communities, Inc. The sale will provide Lehman with additional funds to pay creditors and gives its estate a stake in those companies. Under the deal, the company will receive nearly $2.69 billion in cash, plus 34.5 million shares of Equity Residential stock and 14.9 million shares of Avalon Bay stock that are worth about $3.8 billion combined. Lehman will have a 13.2% stake in Avalon Bay and 9.8% stake in the other company after the deal. Equity Residential will acquire about 60% of Archstone's assets and liabilities. The other buyer will acquire about 40%. The case is Stender v. ERP Operating Limited Partnership, U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado. Creditors of IdeaArc, Inc. don't concede that an unfavorable ruling in January in federal district court knocked out the entire $9.8 billion lawsuit against Verizon Communications, Inc., the company's former owner. IdeaArc, now named Supermedia, Inc., was Verizon's Yellow Pages subsidiary. It was spun off in November 2006 in what creditors called a fraudulent transfer. Idea Arc filed for Chapter 11 protection in March 2009 and emerged from it by the end of that same year. After conclusion of Idea Arc's bankruptcy reorganization, the trust created for creditors sued Verizon. In late January, U.S. District Judge A. Joe Fish concluded that Idea Arc was worth at least $12 billion at the time of the spinoff and wasn't immediately insolvent. The judge asked the parties to tell him whether any part of the lawsuit survives the finding of solvency. The creditors' trust filed papers on February 8th explaining how several claims survive, including claims for an illegal dividend. The creditors believe the board never properly authorized the dividend paid to Verizon. The company explains in its papers how claims for international fraudulent transfer survive even if Idea Arc initially was solvent. The creditors want the remaining issues tried in a jury. Judge Fish previously ruled that the creditors weren't entitled to a jury trial. Verizon was slated to file its papers March 1st, explaining why the dividend was legal and whether any part of the lawsuit survives. The creditors' lawsuit is U.S. Bank National Association v. Verizon Communications, Inc., U.S. District Court, Northern District of Texas. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.